917-417-9.
Dan Celia.
I want to be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Your personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do it. Welcome to Financial Issues. It's great to be here as we start up our second hour here, Tuesday, January 8th. So one piece of economic news that I didn't talk to, you might want to go back and listen to the first hour, folks. I haven't said that in a while because I probably didn't think it was all that important. But you might want to go back, listen to the first hour, some of the commentary. You might find it informative, hopefully informative. Not just entertaining, but I hope informative. I don't know that it's entertaining, but I sure hope that you go back and listen to the first hour. Small business ownership, small business ownership is so important, and it is the largest employer in this country. And the optimism and the confidence numbers are very, very good. And here's something that I want to point out to you because I think it's critically important based on what I just said at the end of the last hour. The end of the last hour is saying, look, we've got a mainstream media that is working overtime, working so hard to create negativity in this economy, trying to scare as many people as they can, trying to convince as many as they can that it's a negative market. They're skewing the facts. They're flat out distorting the truth. We've got a whole nother faction of people that would be economists like me and others, and analysts that are on Wall Street. I don't know, Wall just has a different meaning to it than it used to, but Wall Street, that are so caught up in their ideology that they can't see any of the forest whatsoever. They've got this ideological tree right smack in front of them, and they can't see anything else. And they're so afraid, terribly afraid, to disappoint the liberal media that they love and worship so much. They're so afraid to sound as though they are against their liberal ideology. I don't understand why you can have a liberal ideology and still are able to see the difference between right and wrong, truth and deception. I don't understand how you can't still talk about what is good just because you're a liberal. I don't get that. That doesn't have to impact your distorted view about church or God or conservative. You can still have that view totally distorted and still say that, look, the economy's doing okay. They can't bring themselves to doing it because, remember, we are in the land of gutless leadership, whether it be politicians or corporate America. That's the land in which we live. And they just can't, they don't want to hear any negative comments. They don't want to hear anything bad. They don't want to go there. They don't want to hear it. And it's sad. So we are coming under all this pressure of negativity. And we've got to at some point, we don't have to call them specifically on the carpet. I could give you a laundry list. Someday I'm probably going to do this. I don't think I will. But I could give you a laundry list of Republican congressmen and senators that won't come on my program. They don't care about the 570 stations or the millions of evangelical Christians that they can talk to. Even though they want their votes and they say they care, obviously they don't. Because they're afraid, I guess, that I'm, kind of like Paul Ryan and others not wanting to go ever back on with Mark Levin. I can't, don't want to get challenged. And first of all, when I ask them to be on the program, most of them are ones that I agree with for the most part on their stance. But they don't know that. I feel sorry for the poor souls, but anyway, nonetheless. So here's the thing that we've got to be aware of. During the last 6 years of the Obama administration, we heard all this conversation in media and the administration of how great the economy was. During that time, the NFIB confidence index was not even close to where it is today. Not even close. You know, we hit an all-time record high since they've been keeping track of this, going back many, many years. Back in, I want to say August, I don't remember exactly, but back in the summer. And that record broke a July 1983 record. We're only 4 points off that all-time high record. We're at 104.4, and they're making a big deal because we went from 104.8 to 104.4, and President Obama never saw 1 year over 100, never saw any consistency over 90s, and saw very few years, months, that might have been close to the low 80s. But that's okay. That was a great economy. Everything was happy. NFIB business, man, it was a great number. Now we got a problem when it is 4 points off an all-time record high. Yes, it was August. All-time record high when it was 108.8. It's amazing. Just want to bring that out and point that out. But that's the kind of lunacy that we hear on a regular basis. And if we don't know the facts, we tend to believe the lunacy.
Here comes this is Craig Hallgard with your financial issues egg update. Yesterday saw the corn market sag under the weight of poor exports and decent moisture in Argentina over the weekend. Weekly export inspections for corn came in at a disappointing 19.7 million bushels. That was below the low end of the range of trade estimates and leaves us needing to average 50.7 million bushels of export inspections per week to hit the USDA's annual export projection. This past weekend, Argentina received 1 to 2 inches of rain in their growing regions, and with continued projected moisture throughout the week, this was seen as beneficial to their crop. In the overnight trade, spot corn futures are trading a penny higher. Soybean prices inched higher on positive day one talks in Beijing yesterday. Rumors of additional soybean sales to China came from yesterday's meetings and brightened the hope that a resolution of the trade war may be in the making. While that was encouraging, weekly export inspections were disappointing at 24.7 million bushels as we continue to lose ground in the pace that we need to average to achieve the USDA's annual export projection. Looking to the south, I see that Brazil had favorable rains covering most of the crop regions over the weekend. And the forecast calls for additional precipitation in their growing regions for the remainder of the week. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are trading unchanged. The wheat market dropped yesterday on technical selling and below expected wheat inspections. The weekly export inspections for wheat were disappointing at only 9.6 million bushels. That leaves us needing to average 25 million a week to hit the USDA's export projection for the current marketing year. In the overnight trade, Chicago and Kansas City are 2 cents higher, while Minneapolis is trading unchanged. Cotton turned in another higher day, with March futures up 23 points to close at 72.75. On the charts, it looks as if the $74 level could provide some resistance, so it'll be interesting to see how the market acts against that level. In the overnight trade, spot cotton futures are trading up an additional 29 points. The livestock markets were mixed, with cattle stronger, while hogs posted a lower close. February live cattle were up $1.27.5, while March feeder cattle finished the day up at $1.07.5. Lean hogs gave up a little ground, with February lean hog futures down a nickel for the day. Class 3 milk futures posted a losing session, with February Class 3 milk futures ending the day down 17 points to close at $14.57. In the cash markets, choice beef boxes were 23 cents lower at $2.14.28, while selects were 55 cents higher for the day as they settled at $2.08.21. In hogs, the pork carcass values closed 86 cents higher as they settled at $70.56 yesterday.
Would you consider taking charge of your financial stewardship while being biblically responsible with God's money? Consider partnering with Financial Issues. For a contribution of $85 a year, you'll get Dan's buy list every Monday morning. Receive our regular email alerts and have access to Dan's asset allocation models. You can ask questions of Dan as part of his market and economic conference call every month. But best of all, you'll be supporting the Ministry of Financial Issues. Would you become a partner today? You won't regret it. Go to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
He made me come, but I loved it.
The town hall meeting with the NCLEA is a place where you're going to find out information that you won't get anywhere else. Honestly, he's the only person that I can really trust with any kind of financial advice.
I believe that Dan is really speaking from the heart. I think that he has definitely done the research and he understands what's going on, not only with the finances, but with the country in general.
I think young people should care about finance because right now we are in $18 trillion in debt, and that's not my parents' debt, that's my debt now.
The team that comes with him is awesome, and you get a chance to actually meet everybody.
And he has a really good presentation. He's very winsome and very engaging.
Definitely take his knowledge and then go out and do something with it.
Hi, I'm Dan Celia from Financial Issues. I hope you can join us for one of our upcoming town hall meetings. It's a lot of fun, it's free, and I know you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll register today.
The AFA Journal is the monthly magazine of the American Family Association.
The mission of the AFA Journal is to motivate people to get involved in issues around their community and around their state and nation.
We want people to go out and actually do something, become involved in their community. People who read the journal take the magazine, they hand it to friends, they hand it to neighbors, they hand it to people at work.
If you'd like to get the AFA Journal, simply go to afajournal.org. Can sign up for a one-year free subscription.
Joy, knowing that God is answering our prayers, bringing healing and providing for our needs.
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do it, 844-707-5533. I'm trying to get a hand. Okay, the jobs report, the job openings report did fall. That did come out as I expected. Remember I said when the job numbers came out, I said it's got to fall. We put 300,000 people back to work. We see the labor participation rate go up dramatically, two ticks. I'm guessing, but somewhere between 800,000 and 1 million people coming back into the workforce. So I happen to think it's good news and it fell. Apparently the market does not agree with me on that. The market is down. I don't know where it was when the number came out. I wasn't watching it. But I know the Dow was up about 1.75% or very close to it at one point, though it wasn't there long. It is only up 0.5% right now in the NASDAQ and the S&P about the same. So a dramatic drop in that since the job openings come out. Sears announced that they are done, they are closing, and they are liquidating. So lots of liquidation going on. Sears is officially going out of business. Christmas did not serve them well. I did say that Sears obviously knew they were going out of business. I said that 2 years ago when they sold Craftsman. So obviously, that's probably one of the most well-known and best brands that Sears had. And if you're selling craftsman, you are in a last-ditch effort to try to survive. And I said that 2 years ago, that they're done. They're not going to make it. And it's sad. I hate to see it go. It's such an American institution, and you hate to see it. Maybe under reorganization, or they can do something, and you know, maybe they'll come back. But it's going to be a very, very difficult thing when we see box stores in trouble all around the country. So sad. So job openings fall. We only have 6.89 million jobs open. Isn't that a shame? Unfortunately, we still have more jobs open than we have people to fill them. That's a good thing, but if people keep coming back into the workforce, we'll start seeing that drop a little bit more, and hopefully it will do so, because we cannot have a thriving economy when we have job openings of 7.13 million job openings. We can't have over 7 million job openings and expect the economy to keep thriving. Obviously, there's a huge shortfall there. So, anyway, that's the story. We'll see how it's all digested by 4 o'clock Eastern Time later on today. Let me go to Justin. Justin's calling us from Alabama. Hey, Justin.
Hello, sir. I'm 18 years old. And I had a question for you, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, I just finally, I've been in the same job for about a year now. Well, over a year now, and I'm finally going to become full-time in a couple weeks here. And I'm making some steady money, and I have $1,000 saved up in my savings just as precaution in case something happens. And I'd like to know about... I have no idea where to start with, either investing or saving for my retirement.
So congratulations, Justin, on getting hired full-time. That's got to feel good. The do they have anything at work? Do they have a 401k or anything like that?
They do, but I haven't been able to look at it. I'm not allowed to until I'm full-time, so I'm kind of holding out for that at the moment, but I thought I'd call anyway, just see what you thought.
Yeah, so, I mean, my thoughts would be, in the beginning, right now, I don't want you to do anything with that $1,000, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's your savings. Savings is very different than investing. So I want you to keep building that up, you know, little by little as you get opportunities. So because someday you're going to maybe buy a house, maybe you're going to get married, you know, on and on it goes. So there's going to be life-changing events, and that savings is very, very important. So I want you to continue to build that. But I would love to see you think about participating, particularly if your company matches. So if they match anything that you do, let's say they match. Do you know if they match and what it might be?
No, I've asked, and I don't know. I haven't been able to get an answer.
Okay, no problem.
From anyone.
Yeah, that's fine. So if they match a little bit, then, of course, you want to try to work towards whatever they match. That's your first goal, you know, to try to get to. So say they match 2% of your salary or something. You know, you'd want to try to put 2% in so that you can double your money right away. So I can give you some insights if you know, once you get more information, you know what they're doing there and where it is. I can give you some more insights as to what you should do. But I don't want you to, I want you to participate, even if it's a half a 1%. I don't care what it is. I just want you to get in the habit of putting a little bit into that out of your pay. You won't, after a while, you won't miss it. You know, maybe a year from now, you get a pay raise. So you maybe take a 1% of maybe a 3% pay raise, and you're still getting more money to take home, but you put a little bit more money in it. But I want you to participate, but I don't want you to neglect your savings.
All right.
I know $1,000 seems good, but I want you to continue to still put money in your savings. It's really, really important.
Yes, sir.
So I would say call me back, Justin, when you get some more detail on the 401k. Would love to give you some insights on that. But, you know, definitely just hold out, wait until you see what they're doing, and then make a decision from there.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Justin. I'm glad you called, and I wish you all the best in your job. Thank you.
Have a good
stuff. You're welcome. I will. Thank you, Justin. I will. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Darryl. Darryl's calling us from Mississippi. By the way, our lines are open. 844-707-5533. Hey, Darryl.
Hey, Dan. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a question. My wife and I, we just opened a Roth through the Timothy plan.
Okay.
Hers, okay. I put in like a large, big cap. Mine, I put like in a small cap. My question is, okay. Are those two plans sufficient, or should I? Mix it up some.
Yeah, yeah. How old are you guys, Darryl?
Early 60s. We're debt free.
Okay.
I can put into it monthly to each one.
Okay. And how much longer do you think you're going to work? 10 years?
Until I pass away. My wife and I would do missionary work,
I like to hear.
I don't ever plan on retiring.
Okay. Good. Well, I would say this to you. I think that it's probably a little too aggressive for me.
Okay.
I don't know that I would want you to have your money all going into that small cap.
Okay.
I would probably say for every dollar you put in, if 10 cents is going in there, you know, 10%, into the small cap, I would be okay with that. I would like to see, I would like to see 60% going, 40%, I'm sorry, going into the large mid-cap value fund. They have two. They have a value fund and they have a growth fund. The value fund tends to be a little bit more conservative. Not a lot,
okay.
A little bit more conservative, but you still can get some good growth from it. But I would like to see about 40% going into the value, another 40% going into the growth fund, and the other 10% you have left going into the fixed income fund. And I would say the only thing I would change so that should be one account. I'll just say it that way because it really doesn't matter whether it's yours or hers. But that would be one account.
Right.
The other account, I would probably not do any small cap at all and do 20% in the fixed income. The other two the same, but do 20% in the fixed income just to make it a little bit more conservative. But that's how I would start out. And you know, that gives you a little more diversification. You know, the vast majority of the money you have is much more growth-oriented as opposed to being real conservative, which obviously is going to be good in the good years. It's not going to be so good in the bad years, but that's okay. I want you to continue to contribute. During the bad years, try to contribute a little bit more if you can, but I wouldn't want you to change it. Just leave it go, and I think that would be a good plan. Maybe 10 years from now, 15 years from now, get a little more conservative, but right now, I think that would be a good plan.
Well, I appreciate it. We're new partners, and so much appreciate your ministry.
Well, thank you, Darryl. I sure appreciate your partnership. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
God bless. Yep. Let me go to this break, and then we'll get back to phones. We have a line open, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, be a good time to do it. Looks like things are getting back up again, starting to settle down a little bit. But we'll see. I'm wondering, I'm going to be really curious on Friday to take a look at the volatility, and or not the volatility, I'm sorry, the volume, and see how we fared in the volume this week. That's going to be interesting. According to the Wall Street Journal, just out, wallstreetjournal.com, they're saying that U.S. China making trade deal progress, but still a deal is still far off. That's okay.
Duncan just protected his family with a $500,000 life insurance policy. How much do you think it cost him? $100 a month? $75? $50? Actually, Duncan got his $500,000 for under $28 a month, less than a dollar a day. His secret? SelectQuote. In just minutes, a SelectQuote agent will comparison shop nearly a dozen highly rated life insurance companies and give you a choice of your five best rates. Duncan's wife, Cassie, got a $750,000 policy for under $22 a month. Give your family the security it needs at a price you...
Only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now. 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on consumeraffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less. Up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Starts right now.
Today. Grow your money God's way.
Dan Celia, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call, you are welcome to do that. Let me go to Donna. Donna's calling us from Indiana. Hey, Donna.
Hi, Dan.
Good morning.
I'm a partner of a couple of years, and I'm finally trying to get some things set up correctly that I've been lax on. But I've tried to put my cash into the portfolio, and it looks strange to me. So I put the cash in, the purchase price, which is the amount of cash I have. I put the number of shares, which would be one. Is that correct?
No. So the number of shares would be how much money you have. So if you have $1,000... the number of shares would be 1,000.
Okay, let me just slide that in there.
Yeah. And then the share price would be $1.
Oh.
And then it'll work. So you just had it reversed, but
okay,
that's
so
an easy...
All right. So I put a dollar in. Then the number of shares is the, excuse me, I'm sorry, the amount of money that I have.
Correct.
And then...
Correct.
So the cost basis would be the amount of money that I put in, and it's cash.
The cost basis would be a dollar, $1. So the cost basis would be a dollar because you're putting cash in, that's $1. So your cost basis is a dollar. Your number of shares is 1,000 or 10,000 or whatever amount of cash you have. And then that's all you should need to put in.
Okay, so I've got cash. I'm sorry. Then the purchase price is a dollar. The number of shares is the amount of cash
correct.
I have. And then the cost basis should come up by itself.
Well, no, what comes up? What comes up by itself? Are you using that FD, whatever it is, symbol for cash?
You put
that symbol in. Okay.
Then the purchase price is
$1. No, that won't work. You have to put... So on the very first thing on the buy list... I have it explained there. That very first thing is the symbol you use for cash. You don't really have to have your cash in that, but it's the symbol you're going to use for cash.
Okay, and what would that be?
So I don't know off the top of my head. I don't remember. But you'll see it on the buy list, the very first thing that you'll put in. So it's a Fidelity money market account symbol. You don't have to have your money in that money market account, but it's the way we use to track cash. So that's what you're going to do. So you put it in like every other stock.
Okay.
You know, get that symbol, put that in there, and that's your cash. And it'll follow through just by putting what you paid for it is a dollar, how many shares you have, put it in like you would anything else. Put that symbol in, make sure that symbol's in. Select cash on the drop-down arrow of your sector, and that'll give it to you.
Okay, so how do I find that cash symbol again?
It's the very first thing on the buy list. So when you go to the commentary section of the website, scroll down to the buy list. You have to scroll down. You'll see a chart-like thing that's all the buys that are on the buy list today. And the very first thing is that symbol. And you'll see an explanation that I just gave you. You'll see that explanation next to it.
Okay.
All right.
Let me try that, see if that works. Because the numbers...
Yeah, that'll work.
Correct. Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate your assistance. And thank you for all that you do.
You're welcome, Donna.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate your partnership. Thank you. God bless. 844-707-5533. Let me go to David. David's calling us from Louisiana. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thank you for your ministry. I don't get to listen every day. So I may have missed this, so forgive me if I'm asking a question that you've already answered, but what is the actual impact of the government shutdown on the economy? I see a lot of arguments on the news about it, but what does the shutdown really mean financially to us?
It doesn't mean anything to us. The history shows that throughout all shutdowns, the economy was impacted either not at all or very little. And the same would go for the markets. You can see the markets aren't even reacting. They don't even care. The markets is a better track of if it's impacting the economy. Trust me, the markets would be showing it. So it really doesn't impact the markets. Unfortunately, the Democrats hate that, but it's it's just the way it is. You know, we're not going to feel any pain. Now, it doesn't impact the markets in a, some argue that it impacts the markets in a positive way because, you know, that's money we're not paying. It's money the government's saving. That's not true. It doesn't, because people aren't losing salaries. It's just getting delayed. So they get back pay. They get paid retroactively. So this is like paid vacation. Now, unfortunately, you know, they missed a payday this week. So they're not going to, they don't have any money. And that's a problem. Now, if they are in anticipation of that, they need to go to their bank, get a little personal loan with a guarantee to pay it back when they get their retroactive check. A lot of folks I know have already done that. But it doesn't have an impact. A lot of the far right, the conservatives, would argue that this is a good thing for the economy. The far left would argue that it's a bad thing for the economy. The fact of the matter is it has little impact. One could say, which is what I might say, one could say that it has somewhat of a psychological positive impact on the markets or the economy. And that would be, it shows those that are conservative-minded, like myself, it helps come to the realization that we're spending the largest part, a very significant amount of the U.S. budget. How could that be? And it's not even impacting the economy. So it puts things into some realization. When President Reagan said to every department, with the exception of Department of Defense, you've got to slash your budget for the upcoming years. It doesn't matter whether you have to lay off people or ask people to early retirement, but you've got to slash your budget. There was zero impact on that. Now, the average was about, ended up being about 7%, because once people got rolling, it was easy to go higher. Had no effect, no impact. Not now. I would argue that it had a positive impact because the economy did very well once that got up and running. But there were other factors in that as well. But it has a little impact, and history shows that.
Well, thank you for that. So proof the government is just way too big anyway.
Yes, you got it. I mean, that's what it's telling folks like you and I. That the government, hey, it really is bigger than it needs to be, less effective than we thought, and less efficient or as inefficient as we knew. And so we look at that, and that's what I meant about that it does have somewhat of a positive psychological effect. And of course, everybody from the senior senators and the president on down in the government hate to admit that, but it's the truth. It is, and that truth flies in the face of the Democratic platform. It flies in the face. Because, see, the Democrats, I shouldn't say that, maybe I should say politicians, but Democrats more so than conservatives, would say, you know, they want more and more government. They love government spending. Some people say, yeah, that's because they want to get to socialism. Is it? I don't know. I would say it's because they want more power. So the bigger government is, the more power they have, and the more social control that they gain. The more social control they gain and the more power they have, the more likely they are to be reelected, because the American people feel like, obviously, this big monstrosity of a government and all this spending needs someone to run it. And so they believe, they being the politicians, believe there's a great deal of power that is derived from that. I don't agree with that, but that's what they believe. So this then, a shutdown that lasts too awfully long, flies in the face of that. So what you're going to have is politicians next week, I don't know this for a fact, I'm making a big assumption here, but I got a feeling I'm going to be right. Next week, you're going to start to see a clamoring of politicians on both sides of the aisle that have those politicians that have constituency in certain states. The state I live in, Pennsylvania, is a state that has a lot of federal employees in. Other states around, obviously, the District of Columbia and other areas, you know, lots of federal employees. They're going to start, without this paycheck coming, they're going to start feeling some heat, and they're going to want to get this thing settled. They're not going to want it to go any longer, and we'll start seeing that next week. I got to run. Thank you, David. Glad you asked the question.
Would you consider taking charge of your financial stewardship while being biblically responsible with God's money? Consider partnering with Financial Issues. For a contribution of $85 a year, you'll get Dan's buy list every Monday morning. You will also receive our regular email alerts to give you updates on things you need to be alerted to, like economic data that could change how you should be treating your investments. And, of course, we might be alerting you to buys or sells you should make. You'll have access to Dan's asset allocation models and have opportunities to adjust your portfolio accordingly. You can ask questions of Dan as part of his market and economic conference call every month.
Okay.
But best of all, you'll be supporting the ministry of Financial Issues. Would you become a partner today? You won't regret it. Go to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Attention, do you owe more than...
Just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
Partner that shares your values and beliefs. Christian Community Credit Union. Your money building God's kingdom.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
All right, folks, we've got another hour and 10 minutes left. Phone lines are open. Cue your call. We'll get to calls. Listen, I don't want to forget, I didn't mention it yesterday in the second hour, but I would just ask you all to be praying about coming to our retreat. We're starting to get a lot of people to register, and the people, and most of them were there at the last one, so they understand what it's like. It is an amazing time of refreshment. This is a time that we're going to spend quality time in God's Word. We're going to spend a lot of quality time in worship, quality fellowship with like-minded people. Dr. Woodrow Kroll, I believe, is one of the best Bible teachers in the country. He's going to be with us again this year. He's retired, but he's working harder now than he ever has with Woodrow Kroll Ministries. And we're so grateful for him, so willing to come back and teach again. And if you were there last retreat, you know what I'm talking about. And I would ask you, if you were there last retreat, to call in this week or next week and share the experience to encourage people to come out to the retreat. Now, we're limited. It's limited. We do that intentionally because the greatest thing that we hear is this fellowship it's not a convention. It's a retreat with a small group of a couple hundred people. So it is very limited, but, you know, it's make sure that you get in there. You don't have to stay at the hotel. You can commute because we have such a big following in that area. You can if you want. But if you were there last time, man, call in, give a, don't be afraid. Maybe you have a question anyway, and you can talk about what a blessing it was. Patty did that from Ohio yesterday, and it was a blessing. And so we sure would appreciate it, encourages people. And it's one thing for me to say it. It's another one to hear it from you guys that were at the last one. So we hope you'll do that. And we hope you'll go to financialissues.org. Just click on the retreat button. You can watch a little one-minute video. There's opportunity there to register and get information if you want. We hope you'll take advantage of that. So do that, please. We sure would appreciate you doing that. It's an unbelievable time, and you won't regret it. 844-707-5533. We've got an hour and 10 minutes. Don't forget, we have a conference call Thursday if you're a partner. And I said this last hour. I didn't reveal it this hour, I don't think. But I've got a stock I've been watching for a couple years. It just went public on December 18th. Brand new company. It's been about 10, 12 years, maybe longer. I lose track, maybe 15 years since I've issued a buy on a brand new company. That's just listed. It's been a long time. But I have been following this company since a friend of mine was involved in some trials over in Finland. And we talked about it. This goes back a couple years. I think there may be some great opportunity here. It's a very aggressive position. But if you're young and you've got some time, I feel pretty good. This is a startup biotech company that pretty amazing the money that they're starting up with. So I'm going to talk about it. If I'm going to do it, if I'm going to put it on my buy list, you're going to hear about it on the conference call first. You might not even get on my buy list that day, but I'll let you know it's coming, and if you want to get ahead of it, you can do it. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Mike. Mike is calling us from Texas. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Dan? Good to talk to you.
I'm good. Thank you, brother.
I got a question about a variable annuity that I own, and I've had it for years. And I was considering taking some money out of it and funding a Roth IRA because I don't have a Roth. But I don't know if I'm too late in the ball game to do that. I'm 63 years old. I still work. I'm probably going to work till I'm 70 or so. May never quit. I don't know. But I just wondered what your thoughts on that were.
I think it's a great idea. I would do it. Now, I don't want you to have any penalty, but you should be able to take at least 10% out without any penalty, even if you do still have surrender charges. I don't know how many years you've had it.
No, I've had it for 20 years.
How many?
20.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. I would definitely do it. I would, as a matter of fact, I would, you know, I would look to take $6,500 out, and I would do it now, the sooner the better. And I would would fully fund a Roth IRA. I traditionally, Mike, am not for funding the IRA at one time, one lump sum. Because you miss out on dollar cost averaging in when things get bad. And I don't like to miss out on that, maybe a bad month or bad couple months. But right. Since things are kind of starting out right now at lows and good valuations, I think it'd be a great idea to do it sooner as you can.
But can I still fund for 2018?
Yes, I think you can. Roth, you said, right?
Yeah.
You need to call, when you set that Roth up, wherever you're setting it up, I would ask them that question. I don't know whether that rule has changed or not, but I think you can. I'm reasonably certain that you can. I'm 98% sure that you can. So you could theoretically put $13,000 in and designate $6,500 to 2018.
For last year.
Good point.
And I have for this year.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
What's your opinion of, I know you don't like to mention names, but Vanguard, that's who that annuity is with.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think I like, as a company, Yeah, as a company, I don't have anything against Vanguard. I think they're one of the best. As a biblically responsible mutual funds, forget about it. So if you're, if you want to diversify and be biblically responsible, if you want to just be conservative, get a little bit of a gain, you know, they have, I have a couple of their funds on my list, like their inflation protected bond fund, a couple other of their government bond funds that would be biblically responsible. But as far as growth goes, you're not going to be able to get anything there that is going to be biblically responsible. So obviously, I would say no. I'm not saying those funds in and of themselves or the company is bad, but it is what it is, you know. So
I understand.
I can't get too excited about it. You get that.
All righty.
Right?
Dan, I really appreciate your
help. All right, Mike.
I listen on your phone app all the time. That's a great thing, the phone app is.
Great. Well, that's good to hear, Mike. Thank you. All right, thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate that. And I'm glad Mike mentioned the phone app because I haven't talked about it today, but there's somebody else. It's listening on the phone app. You know, it's a great place to listen. You can even make a call there. I don't know if Mike did that, but you can go to Connect, the Connect button, and you can say, you know, ask your question. It'll dial up the phone number, the call-in number for you so you can get in the queue. But anyway, it is, and then you don't need to be listening because you're listening while you're on hold, and then you, when you get off, it'll pick back up, and you'll hear it live. So, man, that is a great place to listen. Just always remember, folks, it's really important, and more people that we have that listen on a phone app, we get this question. There's a little bit of a delay. So when you start out in the morning and you go to the phone app and you say, okay, Dan's coming on, it's 9:05. So you go and you listen, you say, oh my word, they're playing, I think it's yesterday's show or they're playing something else. Just be patient. It's catching up. There's a delay. So you don't have to call, right? Oh, you know, they're playing yesterday's show. No, we're not. That's what you're hearing because there's a little delay. If you give it a minute, you know, you'll hear the start of the show. So just keep that in mind. Anyway, great stuff. And you go to any app store. Doesn't matter what kind of phone you have. Go to the app store, Financial Issues. There's the app right there. It's a great app. I hope you'll do that. Let me go to Jordan. Jordan, do we have time? Jordan, I'm going to have to hold you over, brother. I'm sorry. If I go now, I'm going to have to go very, very quick. So hang in there. We've got a line open, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. If you got a question, cue it up. Right now, the NASDAQ and the S&P turn negative this right now. So, again, we'll see how it goes. You know, this is amazing. Here's the headline. Small business sentiment declines to a 14-month low. That's unbelievable. Yeah, and 14 months ago, we were at our all-time record high that was last reached, or actually above when it was last reached, in 1983. We are at an all-time high from where we've been for the last 15 years. Oh, they left that part out. Yes, they did. This is mainstream media. This is what I was just talking about earlier in this hour. We have this unbelievable force of mainstream media disseminating nothing but negativity to try to have a self-fulfilling prophecy that things really are negative in the economy. That's what this is all about. And some folks, a lot of folks, more and more every single day are drinking the Kool-Aid and listening to the deception. You want the truth? Financialissues.org. You want the truth? Financialissues.org. You want to listen to the truth every day for 3 hours? Financialissues.org. Or find a local radio station. But, you know, this is what we have. Just leaving out a little bit of the facts. That's all they do. Sure. All right, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you can do it. We've got another hour left, but if you have to leave us, Remember, it's all his. Let's be a good and faithful steward. More financial.
You hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.